All right, guys, so when it comes to SHTF, home security is everything. That is why you need early warning detection systems to notify you if an intruder comes on your property. We're talking about a situation when seconds count. It means the difference between you getting ready to prepare to deal with said intruder or not having any time at all. So today we're going to show you a system that's tried and true, it's reliable, it's invisible, it doesn't require motion activation, it's super simple, it works in any condition. So enough of the riffraff, let's get down to business.
In a previous video, I talked about the 10 layers of home defense. This is comprised of drones and remote surveillance, neighborhood watch systems, signage and subterfuge, early warning systems, motion-activated lighting, obstacles and fencing, fortifications and barriers, alarms and surveillance systems, guard dogs, and self-defense. Today we're going to be focusing on early warning systems, specifically the Dakota Alert Driveway Alarm System.
It's a super simple system. It is incredibly easy to set up. Takes a little bit of digging in order to conceal it. Essentially, it consists of this magnetic probe, which goes by a driveway or any entrance where you're worried about a car coming into your property. And of course, you have the receiver that you can put inside your home or anywhere you want. And these can communicate over 1 mile range maximum. So this is a silent alarm as far as the person who's transgressing into your property is concerned. We have about 50 feet of cord. You can get them in different lengths of cord, and we have a transmitter box which runs on, I believe it runs on AAA batteries or lithium batteries, and we're going to hang that in a tree. So essentially this is going to go under the ground. This is going to be at our house, and when somebody crosses onto the property in a quad, in a tractor, in a vehicle, this thing is going to go off, and it's just going to let us know that they're there. There's all kinds of early warning detection systems that are above ground, but what I like about this one is that it's out of sight, it's out of mind. If you combine all these things together, as we showed you in the 10 layers of defense, you're going to not be an easy target. And as we all know, intruders like to take the path of least resistance. So first thing we got to do is we got to find a place for this. So we have our probe, and we're going to bury this alongside the driveway. Parallel. If your driveway is double-sized, then you're going to want to put this closer to the middle of the driveway just to make sure that it's detecting everything that comes across. They say 10 to 12 foot range. I would say that that's mostly true. To err on the side of caution, if the width of your driveway is over two cars, then you're going to want to move it closer to the center. Now, what I've noticed with these is sometimes if there's an electrical storm, don't be surprised if you get a lot of false alarms. I'm not sure if it's the barometric pressure or whether there's just a lot of magnetism in the air. This thing can go off, and sometimes it's extra sensitive. So it'll even pick up cars that are like 25, 30 feet away. So if you have it too close to a roadway or a highway, that's not good either. So that's just something to keep in mind. So now they recommend that you use conduit only on the exposed parts of the cord. First, let's do the hard part. Let's do some ditch digging. For that, I have a machine. Looks like I've almost made it all the way. These aspen roots are the worst. Okay, so we want it parallel, at least 3 inches below the surface, so about that deep. If it's a little deeper, it's not a big deal. You want to make sure that it's low enough because the soil is going to compact over time. I would say if you're worried about compaction or if you're going to put more gravel on top, maybe don't go as deep. I'd say that's about deep enough. And try to really compact that sucker. Make sure it's flat underneath, otherwise this could bend. The wire can be buried as deep as you want. The wire doesn't matter. And again, you're gonna wanna kinda pack it down a bit because the water, once it rains, it's gonna compact quite a bit. I think I'm gonna try to bury most of this under the ground. The rest can kind of go PVC. What the f*** is this? Oh, this is... Oh, okay. F***, I thought I cut the cord for a second there. Did one of you guys just take a shit over here? Nasty sons of bitches. See if you do it right. Put her in the ground there like that there. Ain't nobody gonna see the fucker. Do not do this in tick season. Do this in the fall when you don't have to contend with much greenery and there ain't no bugs. I'm gonna bury this here where there's a bit of a depression. All right, so we got our three batteries. Very simple setup. Waterproof box. There is a gasket around there to ensure all the components are kept nice and dry. So we're just gonna put our CR123 lithium batteries in here, like so. All right, so as you can see, once I put that last battery in there, the indicator comes on. Now there is a couple switches here. And what those do, basically, if you want to change the channel, so let's say you have two of these, you can have one up, one down, or you can have two down, two up. So it gives you a few different combinations. Some of the other boxes they have way more combinations, so it's practically infinite. As let's say you had a large property and you wanted to have several of these around the different parts of the property, you can actually program in different types of chimes. So you can have a certain sound, say for the front gate, a certain sound for the back gate. So we're just gonna cover that up, and now we're just gonna screw that into the tree. And for that, I got my trusty drill. So again, I'm putting it on the side of the tree that you can't see. All right, so there we go. We've now paired the unit. I would recommend doing it in your house before you set it up, unless you have a portable power bank and you want to test it on site. But essentially, there's a little button in here, and all I have to do is press it. And then that comes on. So now we're gonna test it out by driving a vehicle back and forth. Perfect. So anything metal, same principle as a metal detector.
So this will be the second Dakota alert system that I have currently active on the property. I've been using another one for about 6 months. That's the dual probe system. Personally, I prefer the single probe system. The dual probe system allows you to detect when cars are coming in or coming out of a place. I find that the single probe system is more reliable. If you want more information about various Dakota products, check out the links in the description below. Use coupon code SURVIVALPREPPER for 10% off. If you enjoyed the video, please like, comment, subscribe. Thanks for watching. Canadian Prepper out.
The best way to support this channel is to support yourself by gearing up at CanadianPreparedness.com, where you'll find high-quality survival gear at the best prices, no junk, and no gimmicks. Use discount code PREPPINGGEAR for 10% off. Don't forget, the strong survive, but the prepared thrive. Stay safe.